It's going to get busy the further we get into the program, so I would encourage you to call me right now. What's cracking? Welcome to the show. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, wow, what a beautiful day in SoCal. Would you look at that? It is summertime. Damn, look at all the people at the beach. Welcome to the show. It's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, the next 2 hours set up exactly like this. We are efforting, and I know we'll find him momentarily, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith. That's this segment. Next hour, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse, PGA Tour Pro, Bryson DeChambeau, also coming up in hour number three. Coming off last hour, I was not able to finish my thoughts on Lenny Dykstra. Man, what a story that was. And the sound is incredible, isn't it? Jamie in Green Bay tweets, nails never fails, but dental hygiene did. At Mom's Oops Baby tweets, I'll take pastrami on rye, hold the teeth. Sign Lenny D. At SA Sports Honk tweets, tell Lenny not to worry about losing his teeth. I've got plenty to spare. Signed, Damon Amendolara. Come on, man. Not cool. As promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Coming off an unbelievable season. 150 tackles, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, a couple of fumble recoveries, and a TD. He was named the Breakout Player of the Year by Pro Football Focus, a Butkus Award winner in high school and college, a consensus All-American at Notre Dame, the pride of Stanford Hall, 34th pick back in 2016. He is appearing today on behalf of iCryotherapy. He is launching the Jalen Smith Minority Entrepreneurship Institute, so we have a lot to talk to him about. Jalen, nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed. Happy to be here on the show. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Jalen, great to have you. Now, you and I sat down in Atlanta during Super Bowl week. We were talking about the fact that you were going back to Notre Dame to finish up your degree. We talked about the fact that you were taking 21 credits and preparing for the upcoming season, and you still had energy left for a number of other projects, which I'm going to ask you about. But first of all, how is life for you right now? What are you into right now?
Man, life is wonderful, man. It's, you know, we just finished mini camp, so we're in that phase of letting your body heal, but you don't want to get out of shape. Just preparing that your mind mentally. So that's really just where I'm at, man. I got a lot of things going on business wise. A couple board meetings coming up just to make sure everything is locked and loaded before my time gets completely occupied with football.
Jalen Smith joining us. Now, last month you did graduate from Notre Dame, and as we talked about, this is not something that you had to do. You already had a job, you already had a career, you already had a lot of business interests, you were doing just fine. Why was it so important to you to go back and put in the work in the classroom and finish what you started?
Man, for that reason, it's about finishing what I started. You know what I mean? I made a pact with my mother. After I entered the draft, after my junior year, left early, and told her that I was going to finish. And, after completing my third year in the league, I figured it was time. It was just lingering over my head, and it's something I really wanted to get done for educational purposes and life purposes as well, setting a standard.
Now, you don't strike me as a guy who gets nervous very often, but as you were getting up on that stage to get your diploma, were you nervous?
I was. I didn't think that it would happen because of how confident I am. But, walking up to that stage, I was about third in line until my name was called, and I had to hype myself up. So I was able to put on a show. At the ceremony, if you watch the video, I put it on my Instagram and things of that nature. But it was a wonderful day.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a great moment. Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith joining us. Now, you're not stopping there. You're also launching the Jalen Smith Minority Entrepreneurship Institute. I want to talk to you about the event on July 12th in a second. But how did the Minority Entrepreneurship Institute come about, and what are you looking to accomplish with it?
Yeah, man, for me, it's... it's really my purpose beyond athletics. You know, I've desired to be an entrepreneur my entire life. Was always focused on education, especially my first 3 years, being a professional, being able to really live it and learn it. So gaining access to the quality people and networks and quality investments, you know, I figured that, you know, if I'm doing it for myself, why can't I help people that look like me? You know, minorities and black, Latino, brown, you know, it's, for me, it's just about closing the educational and economic gap. So that's why I started the Jalen Smith Minority Entrepreneurship Institute, to provide financial funding and strategic planning and mentorship to these people to these minorities who desire to be entrepreneurs but don't have those three phases.
Excellent. Jalen Smith joining us. So on July 12th, you're going to have the Jalen Smith MEI Inaugural Indiana Showcase. What is involved with that, and how do people get more information?
Yes. I mean, you can definitely visit jalensmith.com/MEI to learn more about the cause. But really, the showcase is the Indiana Showcase. And basically, I'm creating a marketplace for quality investors who desire to, you know, to basically create a marketplace for them to invest with minorities in these companies. I'm partnering with the National Christian Foundation and the Sagamore Institute, who's helping do due diligence on these minority companies. And we just narrowed it down to 10 finalists. So we're extremely excited about that. We're raising $300,000 for this first year. And next year we'll move to Dallas. And each year after, I'll be focusing on a city and a state throughout the entire country. So this is something that's so much bigger. And just trying to use my platform to create a marketplace for minorities, the quality investors.
Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith joining us. All right, so you've been back to school. You've launched the MEI. You've received a red coat on Fort Wayne. No doubt, though, your focus is on football, and you're coming off a really big season. So how does that impact the goals and the vision you have for the upcoming year?
You know, it's all about balancing, you know, life, business, and keeping the main thing the main thing. And for me, I love football. So I'm able to flip that switch. And the team we have this year, you know, we understand our culture. We built our foundation last year, and now it's about executing from the jump. You know, ultimately we want to win, and that's everyone's goal, everyone's mindset. So we just got to work every day. We're focused on working each and every day to get better.
Jalen, let me ask you about Sean Lee. He raves about you, and I know the respect you have for him. He's actually moving to the strong side this year to make space for you and Leighton Vander Esch in the middle. What does it say about a veteran like Lee, where he could have gone someplace else, but he's willing to take less money and move positions and stay where he is?
I mean, it's all about the team, the team, the team. You know, Sean Lee's a team guy. And, we all have egos, for better and for worse. But it's all about it together. And so I'm thankful to have him as my teammate. I've been learning a lot from Sean, you know, my first 3 years in the league, entering my fourth. So looking forward to playing beside him again. So it's gonna be a great deal, man.
You know, that team started off 3-5 last year, and then Amari Cooper arrives. He joins the offense. They get in a rhythm. You go 7-1 in the second half, and you win the division. You advance in the playoffs. Every season's different, but what was the biggest change in the second half? And do you feel like you could build on that? And does that carry into this season?
The biggest difference was we had to make a decision collectively. You know, we dropped to 3-5, and our backs was against the wall. You know, I mean, we understood that the only way that we could go and needed to go is forward. We committed to that, we vowed to that, and it showed. So the key this year is to have that mentality from the jump.
Hey, Jalen, you're pretty amazing to me in the sense that you only turned 24 a few days ago. I'm kind of curious, how do you explain this level of maturity and the approach you have about looking to make an impact both on and off the field. And how did you come to this at such a young age?
Just different mentors in my life and being very observant my entire life. But I've always had a purpose beyond athletics. You know, I don't want to be remembered as just a great football player. And, you know, I've just let that desire and the platform speak for itself. I'm all about great energy and great vibes and education and empowerment. So as long as I keep my head focused on embracing each season that I'm in, things will be fine.
Things will be fine. I want to ask you about one more thing that you're involved in. You're an equity partner in iCryo Cryotherapy. For those who have not done cryotherapy, what exactly is that? And what was it like the first time you tried it?
Pretty much cold therapy and an expedited time. If you know anyone who's been involved in any sports or anything has experienced taking an ice bath, and you know, to get the real pleasure out of it, you're getting wet, so a change of clothes has to occur, and you have to be in there at least 10 minutes to feel any type of effect. With cryotherapy and iCryo, it's an expedited process. You get in this machine, and you're in there for 2 minutes, and you feel wonderful. It's about, you know, muscle relaxation and, you know, regenerating, you know, recovery and promoting recovery. And it's just, I believe it's essential to life. And that's why I believe in it. I've adapted to it, you know, since over a year ago now. You know, I've always looked for ways to improve my health and my mental, and I was able to, you know, kind of rely on cryotherapy and iCryo. So it's a wonderful thing, and I think everyone should be aware of it.
All right, so I've never done this, but I've talked to a lot of people who have, both athletes and non-athletes. People swear by it. How cold are we talking for a session, and how do you feel when you come out of the session?
Say it again, sir.
How cold are we talking for the session? How cold does it get? And then how do you feel when you come out?
It's approximately like negative 200 degrees. But we've been in environments that's much colder than that, especially me being from Indiana. The wind chill in the wind hits you, it gets ridiculous. But it's like I said, you're in there for 2 minutes, and it's promoting so many great things to from a mental and a physical standpoint.
In
getting back to, you know, how well you need to be and want to be.
I was going to say, finally, do you go full body cryotherapy, or are you more into localized cryotherapy?
I go all the way up to the shoulders.
There you go. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith having a very busy offseason, but focused on the main thing once again. And he is launching the Jalen Smith Minority Entrepreneurship Institute and appearing today on behalf of iCryo Cryotherapy. But Jalen, we covered a lot of ground once again, man. Great to have you back. Thank you so much. Have a great time with it. And I know we'll run each other down again shortly.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take care, man.
You got it, Jalen. You take care. I'm so impressed with him. He's 24. 24. 24, and he's got a lot of this figured out that many of us still have not figured out. Got to keep that main thing the main thing. But I've never done iCryo, but I know people who have, and they love it. Minus 200 degrees. It's got to be better than sitting in an ice-cold bath like back in the day or taking a cold shower. Nick Nurse, top of hour three. Bryson DeChambeau sometime in hour number three. Woj dropped a bomb. He tweets, hold up, Albie. Take it easy. Don't be running up on me like that, Albie. He tweets, Memphis has traded guard Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, the 23rd pick in the draft, and a future first-round pick. League sources tell ESPN that is a bomb. A Woj bomb. And one more tweet. My man, the good brother, Carl Anderson, WWE, tweets, Been a busy couple of months, but finally able to sit down and stream Good Brother Romy on the CBS Sports Radio app. Hey, Romy, you should have seen Adam Hawk fanboying like I've never seen before in hashtag WWE Anaheim. I almost wanted to act like I didn't know him. Hashtag SmackOff25. Hashtag B-I-C. I retweeted that and I commented with, that's not the story that Hawk's telling. Good brother. Good looking out, good brother. I don't want to be this guy, but the good brothers, when they're on the road, occasionally will text me up with video. As always, the best show is the show that's not on the air. The good brothers are wild. Good brother, sorry I missed you. We had a graduation party at Casa Van Smack, so I couldn't make it out. Sorry about that. It is graduation season. I'll get you next time, though. You know it. All right, Alvy, now you can run up on me. Are you finding it tougher and tougher to get out and do your grocery shopping? Let Walmart do it for you. You make a list, you set a time for free pickup or delivery, and then go about your day, and Walmart associates will take care of it for you. They will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce, and they'll get it ready. It's quick, it's easy, it's convenient, it's awesome. Satisfaction guaranteed, or you get your money back. All you have to do is download the Walmart grocery app and get started that way. Be sure to use my code, WOWFRESH. WOWFRESH, and get $10 off your first order. It is only a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. I'm talking about the Walmart grocery app. Check it out, download it, and use my code, WOWFRESH.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
This weekend, the action is on the course and the court, highlighted by the Travelers Championship, followed up by former basketball legends and all-stars playing in the Big Three on CBS. Clones are all over that Lenny Dykstra story, which I'll reset momentarily, but quickly, some thoughts on Jalen Smith. But not really. I knew what you would do with that, too. Personally, I'm kind of fascinated by cryotherapy. I've never done it, but I know people who have. Again, athletes and non-athletes. And people swear by it. I've never done it. I've wanted to do it. I just haven't gotten around to it. But you're doing exactly what I thought you would with it. Check it out. This is why you're clones. This is why Jalen Smith is Jalen Smith. And to a certain extent, this is why I am me. But this is absolutely why you're you. At Hitman Canadian tweets, I'm an expert at cryotherapy. Jeff in San Antonio. At Salahandro tweets, I've done cryotherapy for years. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio.
I am definitely a badass.
Even 12-wood is in. At 12-wood. I'm all about cryotherapy because I'm a badass. Jeff in San Antonio.
War, me and my fiance.
At Brian C60 tweets, Jim, I practice cryotherapy daily. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio.
If I did decide to show up at the hack off, I'd probably be like the 1,000th seed.
At Mike D for 3 tweets, I'm very into cryotherapy too. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio.
I am definitely a badass.
At Statical Plane tweets, War Cry O-Therapy. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio.
I've got a kid, so I mean, that's proof that I am a badass right there.
Anyway, really original, very creative. All right, so going back to Lenny Dykstra, I had this in hour number one. So Lenny, on Father's Day, went to a Subway shop, had a sandwich, forgot his dentures, took them out because the bread was hard, and then proceeded to eat the sando, then left, forgot the dentures. Wouldn't seem like that big of a deal, right? You just get another pair. Except that apparently this pair was worth 80 grand, like bone marrow dentures. So he, and then he enlisted the services of a friend, Sprinkles the Clown. They went dumpster diving. And not just dumpster diving, but for 9 hours. They went back. They ran back to the place, And when he said to the workers, hey, man, where are my $80,000 Chiclets? They said, I'm sorry, sir, we threw everything from that table away. They went dumpster diving. And, of course, Nails documented the whole thing on social. So there was a video update on Twitter where he's talking about what's going on. They're looking for his chompers. And then all of a sudden, this motorcycle comes speeding by.
Okay, Nails updating on my search. Come on down here. Come on down here. Look, what Nails is doing is looking for my teeth because I broke it down into these two bags. I have black gloves. But what I just learned is all the waste that goes out there. There's some good food in here, man.
Hey! Yes!
Hear that?
Yeah, we hear that,
man.
Nails.
That's the Nails hanging out in the deep, deep woods, okay? All right, let me find my teeth. I'll be back at you. Turn that thing off.
You know what I love, too? I love the way he turns that into, like, some kind of PSA, like some kind of public service announcement, like a lesson. There's a lesson we learn in this. Man, there's a lot of waste. Like, he's down there diving in the dumpster trying to find his $80,000 Chiclets. And he's saying, man, there's a lot of waste. People are starving. Like, there's a deep environmental message in that. What I just learned is all the waste that goes out there. Yeah, thanks, N. My man's like the smoky bear of sandwich shop waste. Man, there's a lot of good food in there. A lot of good food in there. So about 9 hours later, I mean, that must be some deep, deep dumpster. After 9 hours of swimming around in the dumpster, he and the STC find the $80,000 chompers, Alvy.
Yeah, Lenny, thanks for checking in. Nails never fails, huh? Keep his filled. Happy Sunday. Happy. Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones. Look, hey, all night, all morning, I just found my teeth, okay? Believe it. All right, happy Father's Day, whatever. You know, whatever, some days, whatever, good day. But I got my teeth. That's all I give a f*** about. Nails out on Father's Day. Check it.
Yeah, it's an insane soundbite. That's incredible. Nails out. That's all I give a bleep about. I got my teeth on Father's Day. Nails out. Check it. You know, there's certain sounds that just make you cringe, right? Certain sounds. Fingernails on chalkboard. People cracking their nails. The sound he made in the middle of that clip. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of Lenny popping out the bottom row of dentures with just his jaw. No hands. Dude straight rockets the bottom row of teeth right out of his mouth without using his hands. Listen to the way this sounds.
Happy Sunday. Happy. Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones.
Nails, check that. Listen to that sound. He doesn't like the bottom ones. He popped them right out.
Happy Sunday. Happy. Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones.
Like a Pez dispenser. But not with a Pez, but with his dentures, with his teeth. Like, I don't know if that's the most awesome or most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Or the most Lenny Dykstra thing I've ever seen. Man, that sounds awesome. Anyway, all's well that ends well. Nails has his teeth. Sprinkles the Clown got some national run. Jersey Mike's does not have Lenny Dykstra dumpster diving behind their building anymore for 9 hours. Nails, my man. I know you're not one for advice, but Jersey Mike's does offer the breadless sub in a tub option. Maybe you go with that next time so you don't go leaving 80 grand worth of teeth behind in a napkin ever again. Like, it's one thing to put your retainer in a napkin. It's one thing to put, you know, your braces, your Invisalign or whatever you're rocking. Dude said he had $80,000 teeth, bone marrow-based teeth. Bro, maybe you just go breadless. But then again, you're Lenny freaking Dykstra after all, so I know you're not going to take my advice. Oh, and don't at him on Twitter because he's not here for it and he's not having that either. As an example, he thumbed this out. Quote, kind of funny how at It's Dan Avery of at Newsweek failed to note how my grit and determination, ultimately successful efforts, occurred exactly 30 Father's Days after, you know what, bet Juan Samuel wouldn't have shown such resolve. Dude, he tweeted that. My man, leave Juan Samuel out of this. Len, what you mean Mickey Morandini didn't want in? What are you going to do next? Take a run at Kevin Stalker? And that, friends, is the story of Lenny Dykstra, a wrestler named Sprinkles the Clown, a dumpster outside of a Sando shop, 9 hours on the clock, and $80,000 worth of dentures. And that's the sound of $40,000 worth of dentures getting ejected.
No hands.
No hands. Some quick reaction. Hey, Jim. At least Dykstra didn't lose his chicklets down a well like I did. Signed, Baby Jessica. RG in Peoria. Bro, have you not been blocked already? You should have been. You are now.
Block! Block!
Jim, Nails pays 80 large for teeth, but they can't chomp through a sub? Dude might want to get a refund. Steve in Vancouver. Yeah, honestly, I think somebody gave him those teeth. I think the story is somebody gave him the teeth. My man didn't have 80 grand for teeth. Rome, did Nails make sure to clang two trash can lids as he approached the dumpster so the bums knew he was cool? Mark in Chicago. There you go, Mark. There you go, Mark. I like it. I love Chicago coming in here. Nice job, Mark. You're making a name for yourself, kid. I like that. I'll set that one aside. Dear Lenny Dykstra, why did you go through my house? Signed, T.O. RG in Peoria. RG, I blocked you 10 seconds ago. How did you get back in?
Block! Block!
Hey, Rome, check out my new teeth. Love, Ira Craig. War, bone marrow chiclets. GR on the 414. Isn't that amazing? Lenny's teeth fit perfectly in Ira's hole. Pie hole.
The Ira Craig at yahoo.com.
Hey, Jimmy, where would someone get the inspiration to pull off a 9-hour dumpster dive? Signed, Hawks Marathon Time. Dickie in NorCal. I'm pretty sure he finished that thing in under 8 hours. Didn't you? 6:18, the official time. This guy writes, this is at RevTom.com. Why do Nails' teeth sound exactly like Patrick Reed's broken wedge? That's interesting. Let's find out. Alvin, give me Patty Reed on 18 at the U.S. Open.
Oh!
All right. Give me Lenny at the bottom of that dumpster. Oh, dude, they sound exactly the same. You tell me which one this is. And this one. Oh, exactly. I can't tell a difference. You're right. Tom R., you are right. Top of the hour, I've got Nick Nurse coming in. Is this Patty Reed?
Oh.
I only know because Dykstra popping out the bottom row of his bone marrow chiclets is not chased by Zinger saying, oh!
Oh!
Unless that Sprinkles the Clown doing it.
Oh!
That's the STC going, oh!
Oh!
Sprinkles is like, yo, man, do the top row now. Do the top row.
Oh!
Nick Nurse, top of the hour. Bryson DeChambeau sometime next hour. More of your phone calls when we come back. And also, I've done this now for a few weeks. I always do the Smack Off update in the middle of hour number two. So I want to tell you how you can get on TV on Friday. First, here is a sports.
Live from Southern California, This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You may or may not know the Smack-Off is Friday. You may or may not know it's the 25th Smack-Off. It's brought to you by Vivid Seats. Once again, Vivid Seats is going to give every caller who makes it on air that day $50 towards the purchase of tickets on VividSeats.com or on the Vivid Seats app. Make a memory which lasts a lifetime. Let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Download the Vivid Seats app or visit VividSeats.com. I do both, actually. 1-800-636-8686. This guy's having himself a pretty good day. I mentioned Mark in Chicago had a nice email read, and I set it aside. And now this guy somehow worked his way into the rotation, and he's on the phones. Let's go there to Chicago. Mark, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Rome. Hopefully I don't negate any of the karma I've built up today with those good emails with this call. I know I left on kind of a sour note the last time I called in with my description of Mark in Hollywood, but hopefully I'll redeem myself today. I just wanted to reiterate my pick for Friday. Rick in Buffalo, he's going to call in and sound like he's dropping a number two on the field. Oh, yeah, he's going to win it. Speaking of Rick and Buffalo, seeing Scherzer take that ball off the nose, Rick's got a pretty big beak himself. That makes me think he's taking a ball or two off the nose or maybe somewhere else on his face. Speaking of weird faces, Caleb in Green Bay, the word on the street is he's got strep throat. He's going to be struggling to call in on Friday, but Lord knows he will call in just so he can get that $50 gift card so he can buy himself a second seat to buy some tickets to the touring production of Cats when it comes through Green Bay later on this year. You know, hearing Nail snap out his chiclets, that sound not only sounds like Patrick Reed's wedge last weekend, but it also sounds like the sound that Orenthal made 25 years ago when he made Pez dispensers out of Ron and Nicole. All right, Ron.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Mark in Chicago clearly should have quit while he was ahead with that one line that he sent in an email. And it's like, my man's up there like on open mic night, just dying. Just like running out there, joke, 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 joke. Nobody's laughing. Nobody likes it. Alvin, how do you not run him after he says, Rick in Buffalo sounds like he's dropping a number two? Anyway, Caleb, how about that, Caleb? Is this thing on? Anybody out there? Hey, does this work? Anybody out there? Hello? Anybody with a pulse? Hey, see, OJ's in the news. Remember that time OJ turned those two people into Pez dispensers? Crickets. Damn, tough room. Tough crowd. Tough world. Yeah, how about that Rick? Man, he's got a big-ass beak. Probably took a bunt or five off his face. Is this thing on? Am I right? Am I right? Well, look at the positive. At least he didn't reference anybody, quote, attaining the HIV, like he did the last time he called. I mean, after all, the guy did do this the last time he called.
When my roids flare up like a 4th of July fireworks show, I use Roid Out. I'm Mark in Hollywood. Or maybe it's for that pill. You know that pill that people take before they wrestle with someone who's attained the HIV? I mean, what kind of drug is that anyway?
It's that pill they take. People who wrestle. The pill they take before they wrestle with somebody who attained the HIV. Like, that happened on the show. That guy said that. So, because I never, ever could have conjured up or imagined anybody ever saying anything like that on this show, I have to admit, I was curious what the guy might say this time. Curious. And he did have a pretty good email earlier. And it couldn't have been any worse. Couldn't have gone any worse. All right, then. We've got a smack off coming up on Friday. The field is set. There are more people in the field that will get on the air. This guy is in the field. No telling whether or not he gets on the air. But if he makes a really good call right now, it would definitely help his chances. Let's go to Vegas. Cal is in Vegas. Cal, how are you? What's up?
How many people you know playing for the slack off all day after winning golden tickets back to back? Man, I die for this. I live for this. Striving for greatness, cuz. Clones, I plan on winning my first smack-off on Friday, but I'm not stopping there. I plan on winning multiple titles. Not five, not six, seven.
That's LeBron in Vegas. One problem, Bron. One problem, Bron. You can't win one. You can't win two. You can't win five. You can't win seven unless you're in it, and now you're not. Goodbye, Cal. Come on, man. It's for the best of the best. How can I justify having you in there when you're going to come in the week of and do something like that? That was really bad. Hey, Hawk, pick up your headphones real quick. Do you have a look of shock on your face over how bad that was, or that I ripped his golden ticket and you want him to be there?
It's both, honestly. Like, I didn't know that you could RSVP that poorly. That was one of the worst RSVPs ever.
No, it wasn't. It was the worst RSVP ever.
He let Mark in Chicago off the hook so well right there. That was horrible. But I would have loved to have heard from Cal. I find him very interesting. He obviously doesn't deserve
so,
it after that.
So do I, which is why I put him in the first place. But I can't keep him in if he's going to do that. You cannot RSVP with something like that.
That was honestly the worst call I've ever heard from a, quote, smack-off caller.
That's what I'm saying. All right, thanks. You just had a look of utter despair and shock on your face. I want to know why that was. Cal, I can't let you in if you're going to make a call like that, much less an RSVP call like that. That's not going to work. You forced my hand, bro. I put you in because I wanted you to be in. I put you in because you earned your way in. You left me no choice. You forced my hand. Believe me, if I didn't rip that thing out of your hand, somebody I work for at CBS would have. My man, David Burson probably would have done it himself. Sean McManus probably would have done it himself. Hey, Cal, you got one show in which to earn that thing back. One show. Boomer Esiason would have ripped that thing out of your hand. Come on, Cal. Like, I respect that you tried to call in right before, because if you don't do anything at all, you're a coward and you're laying in the weeds and nobody respects that. But if you're going to call in, you better be better than that. Where the hell did that segment go? That segment was supposed to be used to describe ways in which you can be on TV on Friday for the Smack Off. And somehow it got away from me. That's a segment that I cannot get back. And the reason I say that is I've got Nick Nurse coming up next. I'm not moving that. I'm all about that segment. Also, Bryson DeChambeau coming up sometime in hour number three. I'm not sure exactly when. So I'm going to try and tell you exactly how you can be on TV without being on the show. I mean, you'll be on the show, but without being in the field. And that's coming up in the third hour. So Nick Nurse in about 10 minutes. After that, Bryson DeChambeau sometime. And no, Cal, you can't call back today. You can't get run and then call back the next hour. If you want to earn that thing back, you better come in strong tomorrow. As it stands, somebody got schmackied. Third hour coming up next. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Don't go anywhere.